Modern ideas 60 years ago. It is this group of generals, admirals, tycoons, and aristocrats that has carried Japan into four wars of aggression in just 50 years. Each war brought vast accessions of power, prestige, territory, and resources. Now, by the peace treaty Japan is about to sign, she goes back to where she started when she made war on China in 1895. There was one note on the Tokyo radio today which we can approve. General Tada, president of the Japanese Board of Technology, said this: "From now on, the Japanese people must show their indestructible strength by contributions to every field of culture. Then the world will look up to our virtues and come closer in friendship." It was because the Western world admired Japan's culture and Japan's progress that there was real friendship between Japan and the United States 40 years ago. Then, easy success in the First World War stimulated latent militarism that led Japan first to oppression, then to disaster. Now, time must pass before friendship can come. Good night. And here's Lyle Bann for the Pure Oil Company.
Good night, Mr. Cobb.
The riotous celebration with President Truman's announcement of the total Jap surrender, unconditional Jap surrender, touched off just an hour ago, has not diminished. If anything, it's increased. The triangle in front of us is solid with people celebrating, cheering, boys embracing girls, girls embracing boys, if you will, while the horn toots, the confetti flies, jubilation and excitement and joy fills the air. I stood in this corner as a kid at the 1918 at the Armistice then and was whirled into excitement by seeing it. And I think, as memory recalls, this is even bigger, more stupendous, and more thoroughgoing. There's nothing but excitement and love at the moment in the air. They won't let me cease. I'm going to get down here into the booth, or rather, into the hood of our NBC mobile unit to get away from that crowd noise for a minute and just see if we can pick a random person in a face from this crowd here and ask them to say a word. What's your name, sir?
Oh, my name is George Kramer.
You glad the war's over?
I think it's the happiest day of my entire life.
Here's a fellow in Coast Guard uniform. What's your name?
Lee Cashin, U.S. Coast Guard. Yeoman Third Class, New York City. What I have to say can be summed up in only one word.
What's that? Yippee! Oh, wait a minute. Our microphone. Here's the boy in blue. What's your name?
Jim Porteris from Plains, Kentucky.
Navy. U.S. Navy?
U.S. Navy, that's right.
You see in action?
I certainly have. Plenty of them.
How do you feel?
I feel very good. It's been a hard grind. I'm really glad that it's over.
You're glad it's over. Here's a little lady being crushed by the boy.
Here's a little lady.
What's your name?
Mrs. George Green.
Where are you from?
New Haven, Connecticut.
Are you glad the war's over?
Oh, marvelous. I'm so happy.
Hello, Angie. What's new?
I have my son in the
service. And he's going to come home that much sooner.
I hope so.
All right, and they say we are. August 1942, Guadalcanal. A year later, Ley and Salamau. A year after that, Guam was secured. And now August 1945, after 3 years and 8 months, the war is over. Here's a couple of boys in the uniform of one of our allies, United Nations. What is that? A Union Jack, that's what it is. These are lads from the British Empire. What's your name, son?
Ozzie Burnell.
Where are you from?
Great Britain, London.
Are you glad to be here?
You better have to know it.
Are you glad the war's over?
Yeah.
Hello, Foxy.
Uh-oh, thanks very much. It's literally, ladies and gentlemen, confusion and madness here. I've got to try to just get out of this mob if I can't. Oh, hold it, brother. And try to see if I can't. Oh. We're about 3 feet away from the boats now and picking our head up out of the turret of the NBC mobile unit, looking down to the south, way down to 40th Street, 38th Street. It's a mass of solid humanity. Right above us is the electric motograph of the New York Times building, which first flashed to this crowd here the news of President Truman's announcing of Jap surrender. The cause of the increased cheers at this moment is an impromptu parade. And how a parade can negotiate here is one of the modern miracles of the world. It must have some energy of its own, because in this mass of people, it still acts as a phalanx, and they're pushing themselves forward and making an impromptu parade here with someone carrying aloft the Stars and Stripes. There's a song going on right below me. Let's listen. Something tells me it's a parody of a familiar number, but there's too much tin to get the actual word. Looking north, the newsreel boys have established a line across 44th Street and are taking their customary and familiar shots, but these will be shots such as you've never seen before. Up above, the air is still filled in the coming twilight of a little after 8 o'clock in New York,
The air has still almost the saturation point of particles of paper and confetti. It must be whipped up by the eddies and thermal currents and come down again. There are big streamers going out from one of the office buildings, 46 to 47 feet, and right alongside us is a sight familiar to every man, every serviceman certainly, who's been in Times Square, a prominent advertisement with a serviceman puffing leisurely on a puff of a cigarette.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bill Hurston speaking to you from in front of the White House near Lafayette Park. And you've never seen anything like it in your life in Washington. It's very unique because on VE Day, Washington would not get excited. But today they've gone completely crazy. In words fit for radio, all heck has broken loose. I've never seen anything like it. There are 10 to 15,000 people jamming the streetcars are lined up for 3 and 4 blocks away from us. Nothing's happening here at all but crowds, just crowds, no traffic. An ambulance came down the road a little while ago and tried to get through on the way to the hospital. They had to back up, turn around, and go clear around the White House because they couldn't make it through this crowd. Snake dances are formed. Everybody's getting hilariously happy, if you know what I mean. The police are doing nothing about it except being very understanding and very polite. They can't do much else because they are outnumbered 50 or 60 to 1. The crowd keeps shouting, "We want Truman," and there's a reason for it. Harry Truman, President of the United States, came out on the front porch of the White House a few minutes ago, and before that he was out on the front porch about 20 minutes ago. Every time he makes an appearance, the crowd goes over to the gate surrounding the White House lawn and cheers at the top of his lungs. They're coming back now, and they're singing, "My country, 'tis of thee." So what is it? "My country, 'tis of thee," sung by the crowd here. Everybody's having fun. I am completely covered with confetti. I think before they wreck the joint completely, we'll switch you now to the marquee of the Capitol Theater on F Street.
This is Kennedy Ludlam speaking to you from the top of the marquee in front of the Capitol Theater in downtown Washington, D.C. And are we having ourselves a time down here. A few minutes ago, the ticker tape was streaming out of the windows of the National Press Club high over our heads and landing ankle deep in the pavement down below. The street is practically filled with people. The vehicular traffic has been momentarily stopped, but only momentarily because they haven't cut it off officially yet. And right below us, there's a crowd that stretches completely across F Street, which is the Times Square of Washington. As far up and down the street as we can see, from the Union Station up to the Treasury Department, is just one mass of boys and girls and women having themselves a time. Everybody is screaming and shouting. There's a great big sailor down below us. He's got his girl by his arms around her shoulders. He's kissing her in front of the newsreel camera. They are having a wonderful time. That cheering you're hearing is a couple of celebrities just went into the Capitol Theater below us here. There's a great big taxi cab, and there must be, 35 or 40 people either walking around it or clambered on top of it. There are 6 kids on the roof of the cab, and everybody is rushing about, blowing whistles and screaming. I haven't seen any fantastic costumes yet, except one girl who had on a black dress and yards of some sort of light orange material wrapped around her body from her head to her feet. There was a big snake dance parade that went through here a moment ago, but it was broken up voluntarily at the end of the block, and the participants scattered all over the place. The streetcars are still moving very, very slowly, and people are walking around in the middle of the street. Everybody seems to be very good-natured about everything. I haven't seen a single bit of obstreperous behavior since we've been here. There seems to be a crowd gathered in front of the drugstore across the street, but it's breaking up now. Here comes a car down the street that's crowded with people. There seem to be more sailors than anything else in the crowd, more sailors even than girls. And the girls are dressed in their regular hot summer frocks. There's a pair of shorts, and there's a bathing suit, believe it or not. It doesn't take a beautiful evening to wear it because it's a balmy summer evening here in Washington, perfect for a celebration of this kind. They've been setting off bombs and firecrackers and even a little bit of... There goes another bomb down the street. And they've been setting off a bit of red fire or some sort of flare. And, of course, the newsmen's cameras are flashing all over the place. Well, that's the picture as we see it here in the 1300 block of F Street in downtown Washington. And Mr. Kennedy Ludlam saying so long for now and switching you to the NBC in Cleveland.
This is Edward Wallace in Cleveland. Well, after a day of uncertainty, Cleveland is going more than crazy with the joy of certainty. When the first official word was flashed throughout the city, the swelling of noise began like a murmur far in the distance. It's grown steadily until now it's just one great roar. The din of whistles is telling the story of a nation glad and thankful that at last this great conflict is over, that once more we can turn our feet down the pathways of peace. On the street just outside our studios here in Cleveland's NBC building, the air is filled with a storm of paper, and the streets are packed with cheering throngs. I'm going to take us out into the street now, where our mobile unit is waiting to bring you a first-hand picture of how Cleveland is reacting to this greatest day in our history. Come in, Tom Haley.
Say, Cleveland, how do you feel about the war being over?
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we were down here earlier this morning, and we mentioned Cleveland as being very quiet. We said they were waiting for the official news to see that the war really would be over, and then they'd let go. Well, believe you me, there's your answer. And that war map we spoke about this morning with that huge Japan surrender sign right across the front of it, a group of kids have gone over there, taken down the sign, and just a few moments ago, they started a snake dance across the street with that sign in the lead. A couple of cars have gone by with cowbells on them, with regular fire engine bells on them, and believe you me, Cleveland's going mad, isn't it? Well, it's very, very hard to understand how there can be so many people in the offices, but just a few minutes ago, we had a veritable snowstorm from the office windows. And right here on my left, I have some members of Uncle Sam's Coast Guard. Am I right?
Yeah,
oh, I've made a mistake. All right, we have the waves right here in front of us, the waves of the Navy. What's your name, young lady?
Miriam Gilligan.
Where are you from, Miriam?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Well, Miriam, how are you going to celebrate this VJ Day when it comes?
I just got my tickets for home.
You know the war's all over. I bet you're happy, aren't you?
Oh, you bet I am.
Who else is here with you?
Christine Ward, my roommate.
Where's Christine?
Chicago.
Hi, Christine. You from Chicago?
That's right.
Well, the folks in Chicago can hear you. Christine, how do you feel that it's all over?
Yoo!
What are you going to do now?
Go to mass tomorrow.
You're going to mass tomorrow?
That's right.
And really, thank God that it's over.
I know.
Nice going, Christine. That's a wonderful thought. Well, as I told you, Cleveland is going nuts. There are firecrackers going off all over the place. There are cars all over the streets. Thanks a lot.